What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and its neck?
Oh, okay. And when you go around, you know it.
Yeah, you should do.
Good grief, the lie.
What do you call a little creature that's about that big and it just hops along the ground?
Frog.
And what do you call one that lives in the water?
Oh, that the, it's a toad frog, him. That's a bullfrog in the bowl. Okay. Your heart is gonna lie hard like a man.
What do you call a little frog that makes a chirping noise and they live up in trees?
That's a water frog, him.
What do you call ordinary worms that people use for bait?
Bait. We call them bait, Tim. Okay. It's on the big spinach on that straw. I'm scared of them.
I don't like them either.
Yeah.
Well, do you have different names for different kinds of them?
Well, now this year here they call them big worms here. Them more big long ones. That's the only thing about that long.
Yeah.
Well, it's yarn baits. Well, this year not no yarn baits. Down here.
Uh-huh.
You know, where you pour out water, where you can use to dig, that's what you used to call it, a yard bait. But these young, they call it a big one. You got a different bait than them here.
What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime, see?
Lighted bulb.
What do you call an insect that has a long, thin body and filmy wings and it flies around over ponds or lakes?
It got light.
Mm-mm.
Now let me hear you again.
Okay. It's an insect, and it's got a long, thin body, and it's got filmy wings, and they fly around over the water.
It must hear.
Well, that's true. That's one kind. This is another one. This one, let's see. Some people call these snake doctors on mosquito.
Oh, hawks, oh, yes, ma'am. Yeah, we call them snake doctors.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know what you're talking about.
Do you know why they're called snake doctors?
I read it all for things folks know them, I don't know.
Uh-huh. What do you call an insect that looks like a wasp but it doesn't sting? And it builds a nest out of mud?
Dava.
What do you call nuts that get ripe under the ground?
Good.
Okay. If a boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose too, you'd say, the boy, what, his father?
Take it to his father.
Okay. Now, if a boy's appearance is like his father's, you say the boy takes after his father.
Yes.
Now, if a boy's behavior is like his father's, what would you say? You'd say,
well, you're taking it after his father.
Okay.
Old folks said take it to him abroad. That's the old way, you know.
What do you call a woman who helps when a baby is being born? Somebody?
Me, a lady.
If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
When he come to live, just come home to visit.
Just when he come on a visit.
I just call him, when mine come home, I just call him by his name.
Oh, yeah. But now, if a city person comes to...
Visit me.
Well, now if he doesn't come to visit, if he's come to see somebody else, or if he's come down to sell something or something, but he's from the city, and the country people might
call
laugh at
town
him. People. Yeah, but they might laugh at him and say, oh, he's just an old. Would it be town people? Is that what they said?
Well, now I don't call when my folks come here, I don't call no town folks. I don't feel like they not do here. But now if you come from town. Yeah, no, just like you for Atlanta, you ain't no state in the country like I is. Well, you are absolutely, you a town people.
Okay.
Because I ain't never been nowhere but Atlanta.
Okay.
And in that church right down, that's full of that, that's all well know. I ain't hardly live. You had a big whistle that you could call me from that church.
Uh-huh.
I ain't never been nowhere.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I've been in the country all my days.